The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Printmasters, RF Banking Trust, the Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
I would only be in it, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
I'm not afraid. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful far back Friday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want today to call us on the show, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you could WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. BTC Flow Channel 612. So I have a bit of a problem today, right? I'm a child of the 80s when it comes to music. And if you were born between 1965 and 1972 or so, that's probably true about you also, right? What they tell us is that basically, the music we love the most are the music we listened to when we were in high school. So I was in high school in the 80s. I graduated in 1984. And so I was in high school from 79 to 84. And so the music I like is really 80s music. I mean, I fit that pattern. I don't know that everyone on planet Earth, but that's what the research tells us, that we tend to like the music we liked in high school, right? So I was thinking, because I was trying to do 90s music today, right? Because, you know, my natural tendency would be to go to 80s music. But I ain't gonna lie to you, like, I went through, like, all the list that says the top 50, top 100 songs in the 1990s. And that the one I just played for you just now, that's one of them. So I felt that song. I know that song. I wasn't doing too well. So how would you help me figure out some great song or text or writers? Maybe some of you, that's your era. That's when you came into your high school year. So you could help me figure out what you were listening to far way back then in the 90s. 90s was an interesting time in the world, you know. 90s was an interesting time in the world. In the 90s, Bill Clinton came to office, you know, and ushered in a booming period of prosperity in America. Hubert Alexander Ingram came to office in 1992 and, you know, changed some things up in the Bahamas. The 90s was an interesting period. It was the dot-com era, and so lots of good things happened in the 90s. I just didn't see the 1990s music like that. So I'm gonna play a couple I know, but I'm hoping you could help us. Let's see if we could walk through the 90s. It was a great time. I mean, really dynamic time for sure, right? But I just looked at those lists and maybe I just don't remember those. Well, what do you know from the 90s? So producer, let's play this one. Y'all tell me who this is that we're gonna play for you. Right now, from the 90s. You tell me who this is.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Caress the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue!
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous!
Cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells. Falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They pass me up, could run it all, the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town, that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shade plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, if a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Some people, I asked them, who was that? And so some of you got it, said Vanilla Ice, One Hit Wonder. Let's say, can I play Lauryn Hill, please? Zion, was Zion in the 90s? Is that what you're telling me? Zion was in the 90s? I know Zion. I love Zion. But was that in the 90s? Is that what you're saying? Says, hey, Heavy D, Girls Love Me. Okay, House of Pain, Jump Around. Yo, man. See, now you're bringing a little something back that I remember, right? What you remember about the 90s? What was your thing about the 90s? You know, millennials would have been children in the 90s. And millennials who were children in the 90s, as somebody pointed out, would have been the last generation to be disconnected from social media and the internet. The last generation, because, you know, the internet came into its prominence in the 90s. But, you know, they would have been kids. They wouldn't have been doing the internet. I remember doing the internet in the 90s. You know, remember when you used to do dial-up and used to get on and hoping and praying you get on? These kids don't know nothing about that. Nothing about that, right? But the millennials were not connected to the internet, and so in that, into the internet, really, as they got a little older. Yeah, somebody says Netscape. Yeah, was it only Netscape? Netscape. What else was that? AOL. AOL, right? Remember? Netscape and AOL dial-up. Yeah. It says, yeah, Lauryn Hill, Zion Hill was in the 90s, 1998. Okay, so she was later even in the 90s. And Lauryn Hill was a talent, man. Let me tell you all something. She still is a talent. So every time I close my eyes, I baby face. Okay. So producer, are you listening? So let me, so we got Zion by Lauryn Hill. So you could line that up. First, we're going to take that. Play that and then take that into a break. And then there's someone saying, Every Time I Close My Eyes by Babyface. Babyface, the great Babyface. So we'll play that one on the way back. All right. So Zion by Lauryn Hill. And we'll take that into the break.
One day. Zaya. Unsure what the balance held, I touched my belly, overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man-child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauryn, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Nothing more than to wait at Zion's door. I've never been in love like this before. Now let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come. See, life for you, my prince, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through unto life to be a beautiful reflection of His grace. I know that a gift so great is only one God could create. And I'm reminded every time I see your face that the joy of my world is in Zion.
Is in Zion.
Now the joy of my world is in
Zion.
Marching, 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 marching you're looking for great value, fantastic flavor, and a choice for lunch today, go to Burger King Nassau and enjoy a King Meal deal for just $5.50, including VAT. Get that signature flame grill taste you love in a Big King Jr. with all the fixings. Served with fries and a drink for just $5.50. Or if you feel like chicken, choose from the Chicken Big King Jr. or a six-piece nugget meal with fries and a drink for just $5.50, including VAT. Satisfy your cravings for those BK flavors you love with the King Meal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? To empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Every time I close
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us on this Far Back Friday as we try to pay our respects to the 1990s. That great decade, according to some. If you want to give us a call, the numbers 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, I remember AOL Messenger. I was into computer repairs as a child too, having 52 floppy disks just to install Windows 95 and stuff on the computer. I remember Yahoo Messenger. Yeah, you got it. You know, I had the first color, and this was the color computer, but you know why it was color? Because the writing and stuff was in orange. That was color computer. This stuff, these kids, we got the data, said nothing compared to what used to be the case when we first started fooling a great deal with the computers. Yeah, Babyface was big. That was Babyface just now. You know, in the 90s, you had the end of the Cold War. You remember with the coming down of the Berlin Wall, the breaking up of the Soviet Union. That happened in the 90s. You had in the 90s the Titanic movie coming out. Remember that blockbuster movie, the Titanic? You remember Miss Chloe? Miss Cleo? Remember when Miss Cleo used to tell you if you had cable television, you'd have seen Miss Chloe. In the 90s, you would have Jurassic Park came out. Remember Power Rangers? And y'all remember in the 90s, I don't know if the women in the Bahamas were doing it, but remember when ladies were wearing all these chokers? These chains, these like thin stuff around their neck called chokers? Anybody remember that? In the 90s, you had Hannibal Lecter, the movie Silence of the Ram, came out where Anthony Hopkins played... Remember pagers back in the 90s? You remember anybody had a pager? You didn't have to be no doctor. Y'all remember the Matrix? with the 90s. So I'm gonna tell whether or not you are genuinely a product of the 1990s in a minute. I hope I sent that to you, producer. Yes. So we're gonna play the song for you, and I want you to tell me which sitcom was this the theme for? Okay, which sitcom? And then we're gonna take that into our break because we gotta pay our respects to our sponsors, and then when we come back, you can tell me which sitcom was this the theme song for? Right ahead, producer.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke. Your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, a week, your month, or even your year, but I'll be there for you.
When the rain starts to fall,
I'll be there for you.
Like I've been there before,
I'll be there for you.
Cause you're there for me too.
Still in
'cause you're the only one who knows what it's like to be me. Someone to face the day with, make it through all of the mess with. Someone I always laugh with, even at my worst, my best with you.
All the loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Join us in helping to support the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. When doing your shopping at Janae's Uniform Center, just drop your coins or more in the special donation box.
You can also help by donating vitamins, snacks, medicines, books, and more.
Visit the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel directly, or you can donate online at bceh242.org or call 361-4124 or 807-6155.
And thank you for helping us.
The Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. Together, we can make a difference.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
And what's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Lesson I learned to wait for sure.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Far Back Friday. Remembering the 90s Friday. Some of y'all are good, though. I mean, you hadn't played that song for somebody type Friends. That was the theme song from Friends for sure. That was the theme song from Friends. Somebody says, I remember this moment in time when I was a teenager in the 90s. Lyndon Pendling arriving at the airport. At this time, the airport was so much different from what we have at the airport, giving him a standing ovation. At the time, I was young, so I didn't fully understand what the occasion was. But at the time, they said he removed us from a blacklisting in the U.S. I don't know about us getting removed from a blacklisting in the U.S. I think that was the occasion on which he did an interview, perhaps with Brian Ross of NBC, when they were they really had the Bahamas on being a nation for sale, Paradise Lost, and all that kind of stuff. And he gave a very strong interview. I mean, really manhandled Brian Ross. And I think it was that was the heroic reception he was receiving for. We were not on a blacklist. There were no blacklists, as I'm aware, back in those days. But yeah, it was the theme from Friends. Tech says, what I remember in the 90s was the prices. 50 cent ice cream. Two scoops was a dollar. Soda was a dollar. Soda was a dollar in 1990s? Bro, I have a restaurant in Freeport, and I still sell a soda for a dollar. So you could have gotten a full meal from KFC under 10 bucks? We sell Thai snacks for $5, bro. So you must be like, let me see. You could get a two-piece from some of these other places now. Well, maybe not for $10. So I remember Ronnie Butler, shotgun wedding, yeah. Okay. It's Texas, yeah, Friends. Rip Chandler, yeah. Chandler passed away not too long ago. It's a great show as usual. That's Friends song. So KFC was $2.99 for a two-piece combo. Now, that's what I'm talking about. $2.99. This place is in under $10. So the good old day, you had that right. It was the Friends theme song. We have some other text here. Text says, you can't touch this by MC Hammer. Producer, you got a lineup. You can't touch this by MC Hammer. Yeah, MC Hammer was carrying on in the 90s. Good day, Mr. Lang. In the 90s, music and songs were songs we paid attention to, really. We rehearsed and even used a few lines to write a love note. The 1990s songs were real. Boy, that's amazing to hear somebody from the 1990s say that. That's what we say about the 80s songs. That's what we say about the 70s songs and the 60s songs. That's a West Side by TQ. See that? I tell you, I have no clue what that song is. No clue. West Side, TQ? I'm telling you, I was definitely not a 90s child. Not in terms of music. Say Tyro reading by Miss Cleo, yeah. Tyro, not Tyro, eh? Tyro reading, Tommy. Tyro. But Tyro reading, yeah. Yeah, you got that. That says Friends. Say the 90s wasn't the 90s without grunge. Who was grunge? So can't touch that, producer. Well, no. Let's stick to script. We're gonna play a request that someone had for us to play. Someone asked us to play Jump before. We played that, and somebody wants to hear Patrice Russian. Let me know. Okay, so Forget Me Not. That's what we're going to play right now, producer. Go right ahead. Forget Me Not.
Thank you. 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. 96.9 FM on this far back Friday, remembering the 90s Friday. somebody said, sent a text, say they don't think it's the type of music that I like, the music from the 90s. That's why I don't know some of the songs. But that's not true, actually, you know. So let me tell you why 90s music would not have been familiar to me as much. So I'm a teenager in the 80s. I graduate Oxford High School. I go to College of the Bahamas. So all the 80s music up to 84, 85, I'm familiar with. I enter into College of Bahamas and I get involved with the student Christian movement there. And let me tell you something, Christianity in the evangelical movement in the 80s was not as it is today. There is a great deal of liberty to interact with secular things and in the Christian faith these days. Back in those days, we had a clear demarcation. You're a Christian, you don't listen to secular music. They didn't even care if the secular music had a good word or theme, etc. You don't listen to secular music. You don't go to the movies. Can I tell you that? You don't go to the movies, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of Christianity I was exposed to. And so in the latter part of the 80s, early part of the 90s, while I was in college, university abroad, we're listening primarily to gospel music. And if you're listening to anything close to secular music, you're listening to contemporary gospel music by B.B. and C.C. Winans or by the Winans, or you're listening to commissioned and those kinds of things. Otherwise, you're listening to New Jersey Mass Choir, you're listening to the L.A. Mass Choir, you're listening to John P. Key and those kinds of things. So I wouldn't have had interacting with the music of the 90s in the 90s because I had a different, my faith was different than the faith is today. Even my faith has evolved. I'm talking about the evangelical movement has evolved to be a little bit more understanding about listening to secular music, depending on the lyrics, listening, watching movies, depending on the movies and the like. Back in the day, if you all know what I'm talking about, if you are Generation Xer, and just maybe the start of the millennials, if you know what I'm talking about, you shout amen. This text says the 80s and 90s were the last of disco music and the disco ball. Yep. This says songs in the 1990s used to make sense. You needed skill to make a song. Nowadays, this is interesting to hear a person talking about 90s song because some people feel like that about 90s songs. So nowadays, they moon in the song and it's a hit. But you can't say that, you know, because what's his name? Oh my goodness. The Godfather of Funk. What's the Godfather of Funk? The Godfather of Funk used to just scream in the song and it was hit. Y'all remember that? Why is his name escaping me? So I remember in the 1990s, kids had respect for adults. Really? Kids still have respect for adults a lot. It's probably, it makes them a lot less so these days. But we socialize them differently too. Say the 90s kids would never backtalk their parents or fans. From your backtalk, that backhand wasn't too far behind. Yes, 90s children used to backtalk their parents. I mean, 80s children and so forth. Yes. Maybe not as many, but yes, they did backtalk. Don't theorize about this, man. They did. We know there were good. There were children who would test you and try you back in those days, and there were those who certainly would not. So I remember ring play games and outside play we used to have that decreased due to video games, social media, and stuff. But who decreased it? Who gave them the video games? Who gave the kids the video games and stuff? So I remember the pages and beepers. I remember Cable Bahamas going around knocking on people's door in the 1990s, asking us if we want to try out Cable Bahamas. This time we was only relying on ZNS. Boy, I lived in Freeport, bro. We had cable long time. This text says, good afternoon. Ironic, you learn by Alonis Morissette. and Linger by the Cranberries, great 90s soft rock hits. Okay, I am not a clue. I'm so sorry. I'm not one clue who they are. And that has nothing to do with whether they're good or not. They're just not familiar. James Brown. Ah, the Godfather funk. James Brown. How could I? Forgive me. Say, the 90s was a real twilight era. It was the last time you could hear good original music. Last time you could see pro athletes live and in their prime, all my opinions. You don't think there's good original music today, really? John Legend, was he in the 2000s or the 90s? Adele, the 2000s or the 90s? And there's a lot of great songs come with a lot of good songs. But, you know, we all have our preferences. So, Mr. Lang, I'm enjoying the nostalgic music. Do you remember then that it was coming to the end of the disco period when songs were 7 to 10 minutes long, if I remember? Eddie Pendergrass and what's his name now? Marvin Gaye and them, they sing a song and there's somebody talking about mooning, they'll moon for 5 minutes or so. Say, please play something by the queen of disco, Donna Summer. Ah, boy. Say, George Glinton or Booty Collins was the godfather of funk, unless you mean Rick James. No, I meant James Brown, my brother. If you don't know that James Brown was the godfather of funk, then okay. All right. You know, the 90s was also a period for boy bands, and a lot of white boy bands were doing quite well. Tell me if you could remember who this is. Producer, let's play it for them, and let's see if they can remember who this group is. Right here.
Away.
All right. Some of y'all didn't quite get who that was. Some people say it was NSYNC. NSYNC. No, we played some NSYNC, but that wasn't NSYNC just now. That was Backstreet Boys. Some people got it right though. That's Backstreet Boys, and they were saying something. Very talented. NSYNC was it? It was NSYNC that had Justin Timberlake, right? Not Backstreet Boys. NSYNC was what Justin Timberlake was a part of. Yeah, NSYNC, and you know, and he went on to skyrocket from that group. Isn't it interesting how so many of these groups, people move out of and go on and they're onto their own. The group tends not typically to survive. Well, not to be outdone, in the 90s was another young group, boy band, boy group. We have a call on the line, though. Let's go. But, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, comrade Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
Way back, but I call you. I rise in this honorable house on a point of correction for you.
Okay, correct me. What I say wrong?
You get James Brown right, but James Brown was the godfather of soul, not funk.
No, man. Well, maybe so. But, you know, he referred to himself as the godfather of funk, you know.
He did. Oh, I remember that. I know James Brown.
Yeah, if you watch the movie.
Soul brother number one.
Who's that?
James Brown, soul brother number one.
Yeah, see, if you Google search right now, Godfather of Funk, every search thing comes up James Brown.
Yeah? Oh, okay, then.
Yeah.
Then you
remember
right,
James, they believe James Brown, and they
okay,
believe James
thanks,
Brown
man.
Invented funk. Because, you know, funk is a kind of, it's, you know, it's musically speaking, funk's supposed to not work. And James Brown, they used to tell him, well, that doesn't work. James Brown say, when you hear it, do you like it? He said, they say, yeah. He said, well, then it works.
All right, man. Like, okay.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much, man. Thank you. This says, great show. As usual, Slang the 90s, which was King, Cup, or Baggy? Which was King, Cup, or Baggy? Oh, that's a big fight right there. You're trying to start a real fight right there. Say, never got the Baggy concept too messy. Well, we love Baggies. We love Baggies, but I think like that's a draw for me. Cup Baggy. Most people I think though would say cup, you know. I sell cups someplace, right? People have buy 20 cups. Yeah, cup people still in the cups now. If you make them, you gotta make them good though. Say good morning, Mr. Lang. Oh, the 90s music was awesome indeed, especially in reggae, like the Blackstreet Boys. Song in 1996, please play Barrington. Oh, Backstreet Boys, you meant Back. Black, not Black. But was there a reggae group called the Blackstreet Boys? So please play Barrington Levy song, Work. Very popular reggae song, especially in the dance clubs. Yeah, oh, I remember Work. Okay, we could line up that for you. Barrington Levy Work. Let's line that up, producer. The dollar party. Yeah. How much you think party costs now? $375? All right, Barrington Levy from the 90s. Everybody must work. Work harder. Right ahead, producer.
Every power work. Every passing must work. Work harder. Cause if you're not working, you gotta be loafing. And if you're not loafing, then daddy, you gotta be joking. You must work. And don't be a jerk. Everybody must work. Work hard. Hanging out at street corners when you should be at school. That won't make you a rich man. Everybody must work. Work. Everybody must work. Work hard. Working is a thing that you should love. Working is a thing that everyone should love.
Every posse must work. Every posse must work. Work hard. Got to have some ambition. Keep your spirit alive. Don't go making excuses. Just get out there and try. Every posse must work. Every posse must work. Work hard.
You have to work.
Cause if you're not working, yeah, yeah, you gotta be loafing. And if you're not loafing, yeah, brother, you gotta be joking. You must work. Well, work. Every posse must work. Work hard. Money isn't religion. You won't get it for free. Crime is not the solution. Open your eyes and see. Every posse must work. Well, work. Work hard. Working is a thing that you should love. Working is a thing that everyone should love. Every posse must work. Well, work. Every posse must work. Work hard.
Condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/.
A business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Colada Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m., enjoy a refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool-down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Attention Bahamas. Embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You just
just don't realize you've never been there before. It's only your first time. Maybe you'll try. We shouldn't be happy together forever.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful far back, remembering the 90s Friday. That was the great Boyz II Men. Wow, well, let me tell you something. Boyz II Men, they were something else. Still love their songs to this day. Love their songs. On Bended Knees. Man, it's a lot. There's a lot of them. I love them all. Remember the one they used to sing to so many funerals? What's the name of that one now? Anyway, my memory's fading. All right, so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You can call us on 323-6232. Or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on, you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This person says, I saw them on the tarmac in white. That was the jam. Yep. It says, Google George Clinton. I did. And yes, his name comes up in relation to funk, but no, not as in reference to being the Godfather funk. But I'm not going to argue with him about it. If you think that's who the Godfather funk is, that's a lot. This says, Biggie was not messy. If you hit it at one of the pointed edge and suck it till it's empty. Exactly. You gotta know how. That's really what it was. You gotta know how to do a Biggie. Now let me tell you something. Children in them days was a little bit of nasty though. Because people them used to bite that little tip on the edge there so you could start sucking the Biggie and then use it, send that around. You can't do that in the post-COVID era. Say, girl, don't listen to him. Say, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. So hard today, goodbye to yesterday. Oh, yeah, so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Yes, that's us Boyz II Men, yeah. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The song is It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. Yeah, man, everybody was playing that to funerals, remember? Yeah. Yeah. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm right here, man. What's up?
Oh, listening. I love to listen to you on Friday when you really swing us with them music stem, you know? Because I grew up, well, I born in 1951, and I grew up through that era when we came through the 60s and 70s, and, you know, in those days, when you went through your education and your religious upbringing, and then you finished high school, and when you look for a job, then after that, you know, the next thing, you mingle with the guys where you first went out, and then you go into your nightclub and stage, and then you got your banana boat. And Mr. Lang, growing up in those days from Montague Beach Hotel, all the way down Bay Street, straight out of maybe the Life at Key Club. And then when you come up Wolf Road, East Street, there was nightclubs and restaurants. And Mr. Lang, you couldn't miss it. Then you got to go out every other Friday. You go into the tailor to get a three-piece suit. And you, in them days, when we going out, your shoes shining. Your afro up there. And you're going out to meet the ladies. And when you go to them nightclubs, Mr. Lang, the ladies dressing like they're going to kill you. And the fellas, you can't go in them nightclubs with no plait and this and that. No hat, no plait, no dreadlocks or nothing like that. No pants down below your hip and your underpants showing.
These are nightclubs where y'all was listening to live music, or this was they was playing the records.
I can't hear you.
No, I said, were you at the nightclubs where they were playing live bands, or were live bands
band.
Playing, or you were listening?
No, live bands.
Live
band. The records didn't come till then. Over Paradise, and then one guy named I forget his name. He opened up one place next to the. Next to a place, I forget, he opened up he started what's called DJ playing on the album, you know, playing the DJ thing. But before
right,
that,
right.
Where you went, there was live bands, live bands. Maybe records would come on during the intermission. You name all
and
the
what,
guys.
What were the live bands playing mostly? Were they playing Bohemian music?
Love Tones. Most of them played. They were like imitating American tones. They were also playing a lot of calypsos, you know, Gumbe, calypso, and stuff like that. King Eric, them was mostly playing the calypsos. And then, you know, and Mr. Lang, let me tell you something. By the time you reach about 20 or 22, you're getting married.
Yeah, I got you.
Then, have you fallen in love with them women and thing? Woman laying on your shoulder while you dance. You was dancing with a lady. Nowadays, when you go out, the women coming out half naked. They all tattoo up. They all weave up everything. Barnum look false, the false eyelashes.
I got you. I got you. We that's a nice clear picture of what life was like back then, but we gotta play this and then go take our breaks for the sponsors. So I appreciate you calling, Sparky. All right, so we're gonna play this one. Somebody requested Donna Summer. We're gonna play this for you, and then we're gonna take a break, come back and wrap up. Donna Summer.
Have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Babe! The car?
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, She hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Your problems, baby, and I've got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it together. Yeah. You say you love me, it don't mean nothing. If you care, you'd be there like you used to be. Yeah.
I'm searching for the words to make you realize that I really, really want you.
Kelly.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Valang, your host. So glad that you could join us for these last minutes. Listen, y'all have a fantastic weekend. I'm glad we were able to walk through the 90s with you. But, you know, very few artists could ride through many decades, and Michael Jackson was one of them. So I'm going to leave you with one of his 90s songs, Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal. Y'all have a great weekend. Take care.